continues on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The realities of life result from a lot of outside factors, Roberta, many of which you cannot control, some of which you can control. For example, your attitude, I find oftentimes troubling.
My attitude?
I know it reflects the way in which you evaluate that which is happening to you. You're unhappy in your life. You're sad. You're frustrated. You're angry. I'm here to fix that for you. And if you'll come here to Los Angeles, I'll bring you to the Church of the Seventh Heaven. You'll love it. Fix your situation.
That sounds like a trick.
What?
Come on, take you to Seventh Heaven.
Seventh Heaven? Why is that? What do you mean it sounds like a trick?
Okay. Sounds like a burger joint.
Yeah, right. That's where you go, Richie, for the fries. I'll take fries with that trip to the Church of the Seventh Heaven. Denver, you recognize this tune. It's not John Denver singing, but it is from a tribute CD aimed at John Denver's Christmas songs called Rocky Mountain Christmas and Christmas Like a Lullaby. And this new CD for Bob Sirois, who's been playing the guitar since he was 16. As a rock guitarist, he had a certain path, and now he's chosen folk music, and that's why this CD, the latest Christmas CD, Rocky Mountain Christmas, a tribute to John Denver, and it's a pleasure to have Bob with us on the program. Bob is our Christmas star of the day. Bob Sirois, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
At what age did you pick up the guitar? I'm going to try to compare you with my cohort here, Rich McFadden, who's been trying to play the guitar all of his life.
Trying being the key word there,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, right.
No, you're actually right on the money. 16 years old, which was, 1983, I guess, when I was 16, although I hate to think that far back, but that's what it is.
Hey, listen, 16 to me is back to 1960, so no, 62, actually. I don't want to overdo that. So I said I loved John Denver's music, and I really, really did. Everything he did had that same wonderful lilting song, story. He was very good at putting music and words together, was he not?
Sure. He was. He had a great sense of melody, I guess is really how his producer Milt Okun used to put it. Unlike most people, and this is certainly not a comparison between him and other artists, because there are many artists out there that are just amazing, but he had a special gift that, as he used to say, didn't really come from him. Mm-hmm. It wasn't his, and it was a gift, in fact, and he could do things with music that it was hard to explain, and just it came naturally to him, I believe.
Is your ability to play the guitar from that same source?
I think it is. I guess it's a combination is the way I look at it. I love to play. I always have. But I had to work very, very hard
at
it.
Well, but Rich McFadden likes to play and has played and tried hard, but he doesn't have it. And I don't mean that. That's not for a change of slice.
No.
What it really is, you either have it. That's, I think, what we're doing here. You got it or you don't. You can work with it. Some people at the earliest ages can just seemingly pick up an instrument and play it. That's a gift. You have a gift if you can make it work.
It's the dedication that you put into it, Doug.
Well,
I mean,
that plus it's also having, I could be dedicated to a Richie 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I would never be able to play like Bob plays.
Sure. Well, I suppose there's a point to be made on both sides. My thought, I've had people say the same thing that you're saying, that sure, you know, gee, Bob, you know, you're looking at it from one vantage point, but when we look at you play, we think, well, wow, what an amazing, you know, natural gift from God you have, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, I can see that, but then sometimes I look at people I know that picked up the instrument, and it almost seems as though it just worked from day one without mm-hmm. them having to really.
Well, that's because they have
effort.
A different degree
right,
of that
right.
gene or
right.
whatever that
whatever
piece of gift, the gift
exactly.
that you're talking about. You some
right.
have more
right.
and some have less, but
exactly.
you still
yeah.
you get
yeah.
it. Or you, it's like some right. people say to me, "How do you go on the air and have a conversation with people for 6 hours a day,
right.
6 days
exactly.
a week?" Other people couldn't do it. Well, it just happens to be something that I've been gifted. The gift of gab
yours,
is
exactly.
mine, and yours is playing the guitar.
Exactly. So, yeah. yes, I think you're right. So for me, it was a balance between having a gift, but I definitely did put a lot into it. No, yeah. no question yeah. about that.
Now, let's take a couple of these. We have three or four different slices of this Rocky Mountain Christmas Tribute to
sure.
John Denver CD mm-hmm. that's all full of great Christmas music.
Sure.
Here is Rachel Taylor singing mm-hmm. with you on the guitar, mm-hmm. Christmas excuse me, I get choked up because
no,
I do.
Okay.
I'm sort of thinking about John Denver and
oh, sure,
Christmas
sure.
has passed. It's a Christmas Like a Lullaby.
Mm-hmm. Christmas like a lullaby steals across the land, a breeze upon the water.
Rachel Taylor, Bob.
Well, you know, Rachel's from the Boston area. I'm from Central Connecticut, not far from Hartford, so we're not too far from each other. And I work in a studio down in the East Haddam area of Connecticut where the studio owner happens to be connected with quite a few different artists that have come in over the years, and he knew of her. And he had been trying to get me to use her for years on different productions, and I just never got around to it. And finally, the past few years, I had a need for a female vocalist for certain, you know, songs like this. And I decided, well, you know, can I have her email? I contacted her, and she said yes. So we've
you
had
have
a
to,
friendship ever since. She's a wonderful musician.
There's a relative, there's very, it's kind of an interesting play here. I happen to be in, as the radio stations describe it, Hollywood, the entertainment capital of the world.
Right, right.
But I have a farm outside of Boston, and I know I know Haddam, East Haddam, and to think, as you said that, I'm thinking, there's a studio, a recording studio? In East Haddam,
you know,
Connecticut?
Strangely enough, he used to be in West Hartford, so I suppose that probably puts it all together for you. He lives mm-hmm. in East Haddam, yeah. and he has a nice house there in a sort of a secluded area, so he literally built his studio over the garage,
yeah.
and most of his work now is corporate work, so he travels to and from jobs, and so that's why he doesn't really need to be in a business center, so to speak.
No.
And so now he's in the country.
This is a bucolic farm area in yep. Nowheresville, Connecticut.
Yeah, essentially, it's a beautiful area, but it's certainly you wouldn't expect to be
no,
driving up.
That's the that. Yeah, that's the point.
Which is
yeah.
the nice part about it, yeah. because you can record in an area where it's very relaxing.
Well, it must be inspiring for this kind of music, especially to look out the window and see what you can see there.
Yeah, yeah.
I would think it would be very inspiring.
It,
that's
it,
part
it,
of
yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. And it is a nice, nice little pond that he lives on out there.
Yeah.
And of course, it's 15 acres of all woods around. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's a nice place.
And that's part of what Denver was all about, frankly. Mm-hmm. John Denver, mm-hmm. John Duesenberry, I think, was it Duesenberry was his real name?
Dutchendorf.
Was something like that.
Primary
yeah.
name, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he was all about that, trying to capture mm-hmm. those images in music and
right.
have you be able to use your imagination
exactly.
to reproduce what he's seeing and singing about, and that's what these Christmas songs are about. We're having a conversation with Bob mm-hmm. Sir Royce, who is the guitarist on these tunes that you're listening to. Rachel Taylor is singing. We'll have another excerpt or two as time allows as we continue here with the Christmas star of the day on Good Day.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Chevy has vehicles that not only carry more per mile, they have fuel economy to drive further per gallon. The 8-passenger Chevy Traverse offers an EPA-estimated 24 miles per gallon highway. Plus, Chevy Traverse has more cargo room than any other midsize crossover. In fact, it has 30% more cargo room and better highway fuel efficiency than Honda Pilot. Chevy Traverse. Compare it to anyone, and may the best car win.
Bob Sirois, who has recorded 4 Christmas CDs. This one this year is for John Denver, but the one last year was A Christmas Melody with original recordings, including Madison's Christmas. Bob wrote this for his daughter. Best know how, which is with words. You're paying tribute to Madison with this wonderful lilting melody. What is Madison about? Tell me about Madison.
Well, Madison is my 4.5, almost 5-year-old daughter. And, you know, I actually have 2 daughters. I have another one that's just a little over a year. I'll be writing one for her down the road. But Madison,
Other than controlling your life, what does she do?
Well, you know, controlling my life in terms of time, I suppose.
Yeah.
But no, she's a preschooler. She's a wonderful little girl. I love her more than anything. Star of my life, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I sort of had a vision when I knew I wanted to write something for her, but I didn't really know quite what it was. I had a vision of things in my mind, and honestly, I probably went through, I don't know, 7 or 8 different ideas that just didn't quite culminate to what I felt or could see. And finally, one day, the whole thing came together within a couple of hours, and which it turned out to be the song you hear.
Amazing people telling you stories like last-minute stories like that. Here's the another song, the last one we'll have time for here.
Sure.
Bob's doing, from his Christmas Melody CD, A Winter Solstice. So we wish you a Merry Christmas, Bob, and your family.
Thanks for all the great music.
And we send people to your website, Bob Sirois, which is SIROIS.com.
Thank you.
Have them enjoy what we've been enjoying here. Thanks again to you.